Okay, Steve, another difficult day away from home. Were there one or two signs that you'll cling on to from the game?
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right in the way you've put it. There are one or two things that we'll cling on to, yeah, for sure. I don't think that they didn't put a shift in the players today. I thought they worked hard. I don't think that's got anything to do with the result today. We didn't get outworked by them. I think the first goal, obviously it comes on a counter-attack. If we perhaps don't get such, you know, a good contact on the header, header maybe goes in either side of the goalkeeper, all of a sudden we're taking kick-off as opposed to having a free kick. A goal kick then and from the play, free play, sorry, and then all of a sudden it goes back out, goes down our left-hand side. They get across into the box and they end up scoring off the back of it. So we get done on a counter, which was disappointing. The second goal, and I thought the referee had a good game today, by the way. I want to make that clear before I say anything. I actually think it's our free kick on Sam Gallagher down on the left-hand side. And from that, they go up the other end. Mikael Kieftenbeld gets penalised when actually I think he's in the front of the... He's the one... It's the foul on him, I feel. And then he's gone back in. I don't know whether he's a little bit flustered or whether he hasn't got his positioning right for the wide free kick. Tries to come round a ball, kick with his right foot, whereas really he can be clearing that with his left foot. Ends up going through him. And then all of a sudden we're 2-0 down. And then we are really, really chasing the game then. Thought we had a few half chances to take a shot today. Probably end up taking an extra touch, whereas I don't know whether that's needed. I don't see them doing that in training. Sometimes we're waiting for it to be perfect. It doesn't always get perfect. You can take the shot, you know.
There were moments in the game when Hotter got on the ball in the final third. He showed signs of why he's here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, look, they're not going to be sky high with their confidence at this moment in time. You know, we're at a big club with big expectations, and that's the shoes we've got to try and fill at the moment. We all understand that.
Very difficult going into the international break now in the bottom three. You've got 2 weeks to try and lift this group as well. In your mind, do you feel you can do that? Clearly, yes.
I was just surprised on the question. Really,
no, it's difficult because you can see the lack of confidence, that's all, Steve.
Well, I work on that every day of the week with them. Every day of the week. You know, what you can't do is you can't actually be out there and stand next to them when things are going wrong on the field to give them that extra bit of confidence or whatever like that. You can't do that. But I'm with them all the way because I have to be. You know, I'm in charge of them, so I have to be.
It's getting the first goal in a game next time out, isn't it, that will make a lot of difference to concede so early again.
It'd be nice if that could happen to us, yeah, for sure.